This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Never before have I turned on you when you look too good to me. Your beady eyes that you cut me in two, and I just can't let you be. But it's a free for all, and a heart is dead. You can bet your life. Stakes are high, and so am I. In the air tonight.
I got me a rock and roll band. It's a free for all. I got me a TV radio network with millions of viewers. It's a free for all. Woo! And we knew the censorship was coming, so we're ready. Joining us in the next 2 seconds is Owen Schroyer from the border. He's on phone because they're staking out a facility showing the whole chain of events of criminal smuggling of children in contravention of federal and state law. Owen Schroyer on the Texas-Mexico border, or what's left of us. Tell us what you're witnessing.
Well, Alex, we've been trying to get a clearer picture of the details of this pipeline of illegal immigration, and we're now discovering that there's multiple fronts of criminal racketeering happening here, and it's a massive payout for a lot of people involved. But let me tell you what we've learned today, Alex, and I got an undercover interview with a gentleman. It's going up to band.video. This gentleman drives the illegal immigrants from the facilities to the hotels. And so a few days ago, we heard that the Biden administration gave ICE almost $90 million to book hotel rooms for illegal immigrants. But it was kind of clear, or kind of unclear, what exactly that meant. Or that is that for the overflow of facilities? Who's going there? Well, we learned today, Alex, and we have all of this documented. Like I said, we're just putting the links together of this pipeline of illegal immigration being facilitated and promoted by the Biden administration. So they come in, Alex, and they go to a testing facility for COVID in downtown McAllen. And this is repeated in many parts of the United States, but this is what we documented. So they go in there, they get tested. If they test positive, they get put on a different van from those that test negative. And if they test negative, they go to the Catholic Charity Center where they're sheltered, fed, clothed until they can get on a plane or a bus out of town. If they test positive, they get on a separate van. And the hotel rooms that are being booked are actually being used as quarantine zones. Now, they are mixed in with general population, and they're held up in these hotel rooms for 7 days. Now, they're already in buses, mass busloads of these people testing positive for COVID, and they don't quarantine anybody else.
They don't, just shows the whole COVID thing's a giant fraud.
A total fraud, Alex. And anything that they hear, you know, they're going to say, oh, super spread. Oh, spread, the continued spread. And they're going to say all this. And they won't say a damn thing that they're bringing COVID in from the southern border. Now, obviously, we're not the fear mongers of COVID. We're not the scamdemics.
But
we're
it shows it's totally hypocritical and a fraud.
So think about this. The American taxpayer is currently facilitating. What happens if this person gets really sick? What happens if they have to go to a hospital? Who's paying for that? Who's driving them there? They don't even speak English. They don't even have IDs. And they're being bussed in. They're being drove to hotels. They're being drove to airports. They're being drove to buses. And it's all being funded by the taxpayers. And it's all the Biden administration agenda. I mean, this is so cut and dry, Alex. I mean, this is just unbelievable. I mean, you want to talk about impeachment? Forget about impeachment. I mean, we need to be moving on to criminal trials for what they've been doing to this country and collapsing the southern border. So we're paying for all of it. We're capturing all of it on footage. It's all going up at band.video. I put the interview up at band.video, and we're getting the latest breaking reports up there too.
And that's at the border crisis section. Incredible drone footage, incredible river footage, incredible airport footage. This is all world level stuff. And I've told other websites, I said, I don't care about the credit. Just take our video. Don't give us credit. Just get it out, because this is illegal.
Yeah, and so we're just documenting the where they're getting picked up, where they're getting dropped off. I mean, from the border all the way into Texas, into the hotels, into the planes. We've documented all of it.
And like the Q folks said, they're underground bases. No, there's not underground bases. There's giant Border Patrol facilities full of hundreds of thousands of kids. They're right there. So save them, folks. Expose it. Q orders it. I can only get Flynn to lead the Q movement. I almost got him ready. All right, Owen, stay there. Because, you know, to stop the globalist movement, you got to take control of their movement. We will hijack their movement if Flynn can be drafted. Stay there. We'll be right back. InfoWars Mega Blowout Sale only has a few days left. It's Friday evening, and I'm cutting this quick ad because coming up on the 31st, we have to stop the sales. The sales will be over by Thursday morning. They have to because a lot of these products are selling out. All of our incredible iodine products, X2, X3, also the oral spray and the topical disinfectant spray, are all 50% off with free shipping on these items. You cannot beat these deals, and believe me, when I'm sitting there talking about X2 or X3, I'm thinking, hey, I haven't taken it in a week or so. I need to take it. The energy it gives me, the focus it gives me, how good it makes my skin feel, everything, it's essential. And the globalists don't want you to know about iodine. They don't want you to know about pure iodine. They want you to be full of the bad halogens. Don't let them do it. Take action and fund the InfoWar. 360 win, 50% off on all four of our great iodine products and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. Part of the Mega Blowout Sale, but it ends in just a couple days, so take action. To fly, Freebird. It is the animating contest of liberty. I think the creator of the universe airdropping the end of this planet to have this adventure and to show what side I'm on. And I look forward to eternity, which I get to see every day into the future. The Satanists cannot see beyond the veil, but we can. And it is incredible. While they grasp at straws at this level, we've already seen heaven. All right, Owen Schroyer, we've got incredible thought criminal Stuart Rhodes joining us of Oath Keepers with big breaking news with his lawyer next segment. We'll host a little bit the next hour, and the guest host will take over. But I wanted you to be able to finish up because we're a little bit behind today. Sorry I got you on late. With what you're witnessing at the border, I mean, everywhere you go, it's 50 times the flood we ever saw. You have footage of like hundreds of buses, hundreds of 18-wheelers, giant facilities. The drones go up, just buildings being built everywhere. This is a total invasion. And here's the head of the Border Patrol, former head, ex-ICE director, Homan, administration designed surge to open borders. Totally. Then we have the Republicans putting out videos proving it's a crisis. That's like proving trees have green leaves on them, or Adolf Hitler was a Nazi, or Santa Claus wears a red and white, you know, outfit. I mean, the Republicans are still debating whether it's a crisis because the Washington Post says there wasn't one, instead of pointing out the biggest human smuggling operation the world has ever seen. Owen Schroyer.
Yeah, Alex, so just a quick update, and I want to restate what I said. So we are at a border entry point right now, and we are now tailing a busload of illegal immigrants. Like I said, we're just documenting.
You're showing the whole pipeline. Chain. You're showing the whole deal.
And so, but get this. So we're down here with Greg Reese as well, and we went up because we were trying to document them coming in, like the actual point of entry, and then to see the process of them going to the facility. It looks like we're about to document that now. And Greg Reese went up to the border wall section, which is now not being completed thanks to the Biden administration. And there's obviously a lot of illegal immigration happening here because they have a busload. But Greg walks up to the wall, and Border Patrol stops him and tells him he can't go any further. So we're currently facilitating a wide-open border illegal immigration operation, and American citizens can't even walk around the border and ask what's going on and film.
Oh, yeah. It was about 5 years ago. I'm with my children at beautiful Big Bend National Park on the Rio Grande. They got these natural springs, an old collapsed spa that was privately built. The ruins are there, like Greek ruins, but modern ruins, and you're there in the hot spring, and the not the Border Patrol, they're there too, but it was the park rangers come up and go, oh, you can't throw the football to each other back and forth across the Rio Grande. That's illegal. The Rio Grande's only like 15 feet there. And we're like, there's coyotes and dudes on horseback bringing marijuana back and trying to sell us little weird glass statues. I did buy some of the glass statues. And, like, dude, the Mexicans are laughing at them. They're on horseback going back and forth, and they're telling us not to throw a football back and forth. So basically that's what you're saying you saw.
It's rules. It's the double standard, but it's beyond. The illegal immigrants have more rights than we do. The American citizen has less freedoms than illegal immigrants coming into this country right now. It's really incredible. But I want to restate what I said last segment that we found out. The hotel rooms, Alex, they called all the hotel rooms in McAllen and booked up every room for the foreseeable future. So if you're coming to McAllen trying to get a hotel room, forget about it. We got lucky that we were able to get two. So for the crew. So you can't even get a hotel room, and they're putting COVID.
By the way, keep those booked, even though you're coming back. Keep those booked, because I'm coming down soon. Keep those booked.
So they're putting the COVID-positive people in hotel rooms with whoever other else is in there. They're quarantining them for 7 days. They're not quarantining the rest of the bus that the COVID-positive patients arrived in, and they're not quarantining any of the other individuals. They're basically moved to facilities and then moved throughout the country within 7 days to a final destination via bus or via airplane, which we've documented.
And no executive order, no law, totally lawless. Meanwhile, the Republicans shot a six-minute video going, there is a crisis. They're not even getting to who the crisis is, what the crisis is, and how it's premeditated by O'Biden.
And you can tell that the people involved don't want the media knowing what's going on. Because they're aware of our presence.
Oh, yeah. We're all banned on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube, folks. General public can put an account up, call it South Texas News. Everybody should be down there filming this. Everybody should go to the Texas border now, because this is the collapse of America. This is information war. You've got to show what's happening. Just show it, folks.
And it's, Alex, I mean, you go to this facility in McAllen, it's not going to take long. You're going to see them arriving every half hour. I mean, today it was like every 10 minutes, dropping off van loads of these illegal immigrants. It's happening around the clock, all day long. They're being moved to hotels. They're being moved to facilities. Some are being taken to the airport. Some are being dropped at the bus station. It's happening 24/7 around the clock. This is a well-funded, this is a well-oiled machine. This is industrial level illegal immigration happening. This is, I mean, I don't even know what to call this, quite frankly.
This is officially the end of the country, the collapsing of law, the UN takeover, replacement migration.
Yeah, government-supported, human smuggling. I mean, I don't even know what to call this. It's so unbelievable.
It's the end of the country. This is the UN invasion. Well, you saw Biden say 6 months ago, when I'm elected, surge the border.
It's the Biden invasion. It's the Democrat invasion. And then there's the racket on top of it. The guy admitted in this recording that I have that the reason a lot of these cities are in support of the migrant tent centers coming in is because they got devastated economically by COVID, but now they're making a bunch of money. The hotels
are making
money.
Well, that's right. They shut down the third world and starved them, caused the flood. They shut us down. Now we want federal money to take care of the flood, but there'll be no jobs for them once they get here. There'll be a politically controlled group. All right, we've created the new section at band.video. You go to band.video, or they censor that on YouTube and Facebook and Twitter. So you go to bandthis.tv. Let me put that URL up. And it's the same thing as band.video, bandthis.tv. You click the left-hand corner, little three lines, pull up the channels. Top channel is Southern Border Crisis. Above Alex Jones, above War Room, above Washington Journal, above Greg Reese, above Paul Joseph Watson is Biden Child Trafficking Center, Southern Border in Crisis page. This information is coffin nails to their takeover, but with total tech censorship, the only way it gets out is if you share it. And if you share band.video, Twitter, and Facebook, ban it. But they've not banned this URL yet. They probably will soon. We'll have a new one. For right now, the URL that's not banned, Charles, people are watching, they'll ban it soon, is bandthis, B-A-N this, bandthis.tv, bandthis.tv. Drone footage of the smugglers, footage of the giant facilities being built, footage of the people in the airports, no ID, let through TSA, with kidnapped children flying everywhere. Banthis.tv. Banthis.tv. Banthis. TV. This is a war, people, and they've engineered you and conditioned you and me as well. Just get used to this. We can't be used to this. This is a collapse of the country, the globalist takeover. If they get away with this, it'll be 10 times worse in 6 months. That's why they are promoting 10. I asked a high-level city official and state official at a meeting 6 months ago. I said, are they putting all the tent cities up and letting them happen to get us ready for collapse? They said, yeah, because there's going to be tent cities of illegals everywhere. And they're going to be like, where's the food? Where's the money? They'll be the new weapon. So I'm not against these poor people being exploited, but this is the plan. This is the UN invasion. This is the Red Dawn takeover, not with soldiers, but with hundreds of millions. It's millions now. It'll soon be hundreds of millions. So ban this. TV. Owen, stay as long as you can down there at the border. Great job. War Room coming up in about an hour and 45 minutes. Thank you, Owen, so much.
All right, Alex, more reports coming. It's unbelievable watching this and witnessing this history.
This is the takedown of America. But if we wake up and spread the word now, they fail. But now is the time. BanThis.tv, go to the Southern Border Crisis section and share those links. We're fighting. We need your help to spread the word and amplify it. Stuart Rhodes, Oath Keepers, in studio, coming up.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Is a stumbling block on the way to shutting down speech that the left doesn't like, at least in government. But there's a new avenue for those who would like to censor what you say and think, and that's corporations. The left have wised up to this. If you want to stop someone from telling the truth, use companies to do it, the social media giants, and they are.
For many on the left, the view seems to have become that if you can't beat them, prevent them from speaking.
So far, the most prominent casualty of the crusade against free expression has been the radio show host Alex Jones.
There is a concerted effort by the Democratic Party and multinational corporations and big tech to silence conservative and nationalist and populist voices.
There's also guys on CNN that spend their whole day calling Facebook and saying, can you ban this person?
He may be America's best-known conspiracy theorist, but this week, Alex Jones's content will be a little harder to find.
Shame on the mainstream corporate media for not defending the First Amendment, but instead attack-dogging, calling for federal regulators to shut down independent free press working with big tech.
People know what's true. They can smell it.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
In a free country, everyone can be heard. In totalitarian societies, only the powerful can be heard.
This is an emergency transmission from deep in the heart of Texas. The U.S. resistance against a global corporate combine empowered and funded by Communist China, allied with the big mega banks that set up Communist China in 1949. The Communist Chinese have taken control of U.S. telecommunications infrastructure. The Communist Chinese have taken control of Hollywood. The Communist Chinese have taken control of the main universities. This is all confirmed. This is not a drill. Big tech in Silicon Valley is almost completely run by the Communist Chinese government. They've officially become state-run. Apple, 100%. Google is now making the transition and announcing a merger and total worldwide censorship. They are now beta testing using me as the straw man, a demonized version of Alex Jones, to do that. This is happening. This is not like the other probes before that were meant to get you used to probes and censorship, thinking you would adapt to censorship by just putting up with it. Now this attack is thousands and thousands and thousands of times the magnitude of all previous attacks. This is a titrated dose, reverse psychological warfare operation using adapt and overcome subversion paradigm manipulation. In layman's terms, they are manipulating the fact that we adapt to being oppressed. We adapt to being pressed with the low dosages of oppression. Now when the megaton hits us of the total takeover, we try to adapt to the poison infusion instead of not knowing it's a lethal dose if we accept the dose. Total Internet of Things, integration, global social score, complete command and control system. It is the virtual reality AI weapon system now attacking the United States with traitors inside the major security agencies, blocking Trump's resistance of the program and attempting to stop us from removing the tentacles of the Chi-Com slash Big Tech banking combine emergency situation. I have been chosen for destruction because I brought you this information and have been battering, ramming it out as much as I can. They want to double use me as they always do in any complex system of mathematical deception. where every angle of my good is turned against us. So they take what I've said, being sincere, build me into an insincere person in the straw man. I'm a person that cares about life and children and is against these wars. And so they make me a murderer of children. And then they build me into this lie to then set the distraction while they're actually censoring all of you to make a debate about Alex Jones. So even if I didn't sell out to them, they now use me as an archetype to serve them by being the main distraction. I have now been captured by the enemy in the information warfare fulcrum and is being used against you. Only your full understanding of this key will break you free from this paradigm. I have given you the transmission. Now break free.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility.
Well, this is it, the desperate pro-America, pro-human, pro-freedom defense. And we're trying our best, though we're ragtag. Well, Kelly Sorrell is the head of Lawyers for Trump in Michigan, all the great work she did, and the chief general counsel for Oathkeepers.org, former constitutional lawyer and Army veteran and patriot. Stuart Rhodes is here. They'll be with us about 15 minutes in the next hour because I got them in late, and I apologize for that. And then we're going to have the great Chris Sky taking over the last 45 minutes of the show fighting the lockdowns. But we've got you both here about 3 minutes to break. Here is the big news. Why? We've got Politico, many Capitol rioters unlikely to serve jail time because they stayed within the velvet ropes and the police let them in. The wheels are coming off of this, Stuart Rhodes. You were this mastermind terrorist, though you told people don't go in the Capitol. The wheels are coming off.
Yeah, it's kind of fun to see this happening to them. And I'd like Kelly to take over talking about this. She used to be a prosecutor down on the border. As an ex-prosecutor, what do you think of the fiasco?
I actually is kind of how it's been since the beginning. I think thought that they were overreaching. They seemed to have an agenda that they wanted everything to fit into, but the facts just don't support that. I don't know if it was something they had planned, because I believe that that event was funded somehow with Antifa, but I think they wanted patriots to act up more than what happened, and then they have continued to try to push a narrative that the facts don't fit into.
You were here over a month ago, that's what you said in the green room, you weren't on air, you said it looks staged, we're not sure yet, but now they admit they tried to stage the whole deal, and now they admit they don't have a case.
Correct. And it just seems like, now, I mean, as Stuart and I've kind of watched it, it looked like they were trying to set up that the Oath Keepers were planning to do this and came in to do this. And then it was like, well, no, maybe they just spontaneously planned right at the steps to enter. And that was going to be the conspiracy. I think they're intentionally withheld evidence from the court regarding both Proud Boys and Oath Keepers having previously done similar missions on, you know, the same Stop the Steal rallies in even Georgia and D.C.
And we never took anything over.
Exactly.
Well, that's where I'm at is I know you guys. And if we were trying to take something over, you'd know it. We were trying to have a peaceful demonstration to have a 10-day investigation of the election. We weren't trying to take the Capitol over. Right. We would have guns if that's what we were doing.
Yeah, absolutely. It's what's so absurd. Our team leader on the ground that day was a Triple Canopy and Blackwater veteran contractor, military combat vet, an explosive expert. If he wanted to take the Capitol, he'd have taken the Capitol. But he wasn't there to do that. He was there to do a security operation to guard Roger Stone and other VIPs and protect the Latinos for Trump event and the Stop the Steal event right there at the Capitol grounds. That's why we were there.
Well, let's lay it all out. They're not going to stop. Just because the wheels are coming off, they're not going to stop. So we're going to talk to both of you guys on the other side of this quick break and lay this out, because this is the demonization of America. You say, oh, Oath Keepers, oh, Proud Boys, oh, the Capitol, we're sick of that. They plan to be this, their launch against America, their police state, their new civil war. They're betting everything on this, and it's all built on sand. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com, Oathkeepers.org, and, of course, we'll tell you how to find Kelly's website as well when we come back. Stay with us. It was 6 years ago that Dr. Group helped us develop Living Defense, and he told me, Alex, this is going to be one of your most popular products. I'm like, well, really? A bunch of black walnut? A bunch of these herbs? He said, listen, this stuff flushes out parasites. This stuff is beyond probiotics for the bacterial on up. It's amazing. It's got Indian science, Native American science, ancient European herbology. It's all there. And it's become a bestseller. People love it. It's amazing. If you've been on the fence and haven't taken it, it is a big bottle with more than two regimens in it. So this will cover you basically for a year. But you want to do it every 6 months. And the cleanse is incredible. Everybody gets benefits from it. Plus, it funds the InfoWar. And it's part of our mega blowout sale. 50% off and free shipping on Living Defense. But the sale has to end Wednesday night, the last day of March. The sale has to end March 31st, 2021, in just a few days. Get it while you can at InfoWarsStore.com. It's massively discounted, and it funds the InfoWar.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bullet in my shoulder, blood running down my vest, 20 in the posse, and they're never gonna let me rest.
Till I became a wanted man, I never even owned a gun. But now they hunt me like a mountain cat, and I'm always, always, always on the run. run.
Kelly Sorrell is the Oak Keepers General Counsel. Stuart Rhodes, great patriot, former lawyer in his own right. Here, so you guys have the floor. Talk about this, because they're trying to frame the entire Trump movement, America, conservatives, Christians, nationalists, populists, gun owners, survivalists, common sense people, common law people, as terrorists. But I've got Politico, I've got New York Times. They're having to release everybody because they just walked into between velvet ropes. Maybe 15 people pooped on the floor or hit a cop or something. I mean, reality is setting in. They're scared right now. They say this is going to embarrass Biden.
Yeah, I would just actually say that we had I saw a Court of Appeals reviewed. It wasn't Oath Keepers or Proud Boys, but it was a couple of other people that had been arrested. And they reviewed some of the documents that had been filed to get them out on bond, and basically said there wasn't enough evidence to show. There was no violence, there was no aggression, there was no hunting down congressmen, there were just people roaming halls. And so the narrative is really not there. What they need is not there for them to be holding all these people hostage. And these are basically...
And notice, like, people shoot people they get out in a month. They're not even releasing any of these people.
Well, they're letting some of them out now. The good news is, like, Robert Menuta, one of the Oath Keepers that was guarding Roger Stone, got out on bail because the judge did not believe he was violent. He said, in sharp contrast to some other cases that were before the court from January 6th, this man did nothing violent whatsoever. All he did is walk inside the Capitol and walk back out. So that's what the problem is, that the judge is starting to see that the DOJ lawyer has been lying to the judges.
And the left's demanding that people that were... They want people like Roger Stone that weren't even at the Trump rally or the Capitol to be arrested. Imagine what they're going to do when the terrorists that were just there don't get indicted or don't stay in prison.
Well, it's a continuation of the President Trump. In fact, they're suing President Trump and Giuliani and Proud Boys and Oath Keepers in an attempt to, you know, create this narrative, false narrative.
I should have added that, like the Democrats are suing him.
Yeah, we're being sued by Benny Thompson, who's a congressman from Mississippi, and he's being represented by the NAACP. This false narrative, again, that we were trying to suppress black votes. It's always about...
Had nothing to do with black people, other than they're Americans.
Right. Well, actually, what's ironic is they're totally projecting, because they disenfranchised black Americans. President Trump had 52% of black male votes voting for him. That's who was disenfranchised when they stole the election. And so they want to force us on our heels and force us to be defensive.
What they're afraid of, they project. They're stealing black votes, so they say we are.
Right. And they're afraid because they're losing. They're losing the argument.
I went and got my hair cut a couple days ago at a mainly black barbershop, because it was white barbershop when I was a little kid, but it's a black barbershop now. They were all listeners. And it's the same thing. Like you said, 50%+. I was at a grocery store, and a bunch of black dudes came up to me yesterday. I mean, black folks love Trump. I mean, say what you want about Trump, but I mean, this BS isn't working.
That's not. And that's why they're losing, and they know it, which is why they stole the election, because they were losing the election. That's why they have to shut down free speech, because they're losing the argument in a free exchange of ideas. They can't win.
So let me ask this question. The wheels are coming off. Politico admits many rioters unlikely to serve jail because they did nothing wrong. What are they going to do now?
I have no earthly idea what they're going to do. Well, actually, I do know. So you've got the Time article from October of 2020. And it's 2023, here's how we fix the global economy. And in this article, just at the beginning, they declare that on November 3rd, they've installed Joe Biden and we've got a Democrat majority. I mean, they planned this. This is all staged. This is all.
They had another Time magazine article how they stole it. Did you see that one?
Exactly.
And how, like, oh, we set them up at the Capitol. Did you see that?
Yeah. Right. How we saved democracy.
How we
right.
saved. And it's right. AFL-CIO, which is, I mean, I think that
they said AFL-CIO ran it all.
Yeah, they ran it all. And actually, that's pretty true, according to all my sources that have kind of been on the ground the whole time. But in this article, though, they go on to even declare that by June of 2021, so this coming June, we're going to have full global economic depression, and we're going to have to start going back into corporate bailouts. But this time, everybody's going to get a new wage, and we're going to increase that, and no more.
Yeah, it's the
reset.
The great reset, the what do they call it, universal income.
Correct. Right. And in fact, they say right here that there'll be mandatory a place on the board of each corporation for the workers. So you're starting to see.
Oh, there's a shareholder while we screw you.
Right, exactly.
In fact, guys, can you pull the article up? Let me see it real quick. I'll show TV viewers. Yeah, I'll hand it back to you, Kelly. Look at this overhead shot, guys. It's 2023. Here's how we fix the global economy. So they put the economy into crisis. They shut it down. They bring in universal income to control people, put everybody on the dole. This is LBJ's Great Society for everybody.
Combined with the compulsory mark of the beast. So you're going to have to take the mark and get the vaccine shot in order to work or do anything else.
Oh, yeah,
so,
they're announcing. China runs it, by the way.
And that's why we think that their weakness is being shown. They're speeding their timetable up. That's why it's important for us to understand what's coming. You should expect them to decouple the dollar from the world currency and kill the dollar this summer. And what you're going to have to do is become strong. They want us divided and weak. We got to unite and become strong. That means food and fuel and ammunition, the clean water, the ability to self-sustain so you can resist the compulsory taking of the vaccine in order to eat.
And I totally agree with you, Stuart and Kelly, but this is the main global assault. The beta testing is over. Do you agree? This is the big assault.
It is. And let it come. But make sure we're ready for it. Like Patrick Henry said, we have to see what's coming and then provide for it.
Because they intended this all to be off air by now. They intended to run this while no one was on air. But still people are on air. But if listeners don't magnify this, we could lose.
Well, you only lose if Americans continue to sit and wait. That's why it's a mistake to wait till 2024 for Trump to run again. That's not going to
happen. Oh, yeah, they're never going to allow that.
Right, it's not going to happen. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen pretty quick. So we need to just jump.
So why are they making their move on Gates and others right now, Matt Gates?
Same thing, a suppression campaign. They want to suppress and get you worried about, you know, the attacks from them so that you don't go on the attack.
Exactly. They're worried about him going on the offense against big tech, against globalism, against the border, so they put that fake report out. Instead, he should go on a rampage against them.
Right. They want to sideline. Like, they want me sidelined, they want you sidelined. They want to put us on the defensive so we're not speaking out. We need to wake the American people up and get them all to understand that now is the time to stand up and get strong and get organized.
I agree. Kelly, what you're the counsel for Oath Keepers. What do you make of this?
Oh, well, I agree. I think that's exactly. They're distracting everyone. So Gates is being distracted with what he has to defend himself with. I would also like to point out, because kind of how Stuart's talking about, we all need to be organized. Another thing is we need to go to, even if you reelect new people, even if we miraculously somehow defeat their fraud that they're able to commit, we have to also pull out of all of the national organizations. So your governors need to get out of the National Governors Association. Your lieutenant governors need to get out of their National Lieutenant Governors Association, all the way down to your mayors. That's exactly how they've infiltrated our...
Oh, yeah, it's the National Restaurant Association. It says, No more paper menus, scan this. Oh, now can't come in if you don't have the scan. I mean, it's run by China. We have to break with every major institution.
Tell them about what you saw when COVID first hit.
Okay, so that was a good example. So at the time, I actually worked for a firm in Granbury that we had the city attorney contract. And during that, at the very beginning, like within a few weeks after COVID hit, the lockdowns, we're talking about everywhere we're going, Chamber of Commerce rolls out basically the Texas future, which, is putting us all in literally the Agenda 21 Texas triangle. So it's basically explaining that there's not going to be resources outside of that triangle after COVID, after we recover.
Triangle, they put that out.
Correct. Correct. That was rolled out 2 weeks. This whole plan was rolled out 2 weeks after COVID started. And we're sitting there like, oh, okay. Yeah, that's exactly where this came from.
And for those who don't know, they put a triangle in the middle of the state saying, no one will be allowed to operate outside this.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
That's the plan. Texas has signed on.
That's how you knew it was bunk from the
beginning. That's
how I
knew. And
Greg Abbott is on that, man.
Exactly.
Totally. Yeah.
Exactly.
All right, let's talk about, guys, pull up the Agenda 21 Texas Triangle for folks that don't know. Wow. And you're a lawyer at the city level being shown this in Granbury.
Correct.
That's, by the way, where I'm from.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
So you're an attorney at a major Texas city up by Dallas, and you're shown, the COVID lockdown. It's all Agenda 21, the official maps from 10 years ago. Stuart Rose is here, founder of Wealth Keepers, constitutional lawyer. Kelly Sorrell is here as well. Please continue. This is big.
Okay, so they obviously identify that it's Dallas-Fort Worth, Houston, down to San Antonio, incorporates Austin. So you've got that giant triangle. You can see it down there, the Texas triangle.
And that's in the UN plan.
Yeah, and that's literally...
And then later they tell you, years later, this is the plan for COVID.
Yeah, and literally that's in our new economy, our new stability post-COVID era is going to look like this. And so in this, it also tells us about basically there's not going to be any resources outside of the triangle. So there's not going to be any...
Which is the globalist model. They cut off all the resources, though they still tax the areas for the central district.
Right.
Which is what China has a similar model.
But you're not...
Only this part of China on the coast gets power. Everybody else doesn't.
Yeah, so you're not going to have hospitals. You're not going to have employers moving in there. You're not going to have the university systems. You're not
put it back up,
that.
Folks. Show them. This is literal Hunger Games.
Yep, exactly right.
And, keep going.
And they also, like, go in to tell us that, like, the hospital system that we're going to – our new major employers are going to be Baylor Scott & White and HEB and Walmart. So, I mean, they're telling us here's where everybody's going to work. We're all going to probably
– You're like, wait a minute. I saw this on the Alex Jones show 10 years ago.
Exactly. And, or in, you know, Hunger Games. Like,
exactly. No, I mean, yeah.
So anyway, and that's where we rolled out. But then I also want to point this out real quick.
And that was 2 weeks after COVID hit.
Yeah, that was within.
Yeah, they didn't just. It was already. It was like.
Yeah, and you're kind of just going like, oh yeah, because and
explain what that means. This was not. This was already developed. This was ready.
Right, and I mean, obviously, this slideshow didn't just pop up in that 2 weeks. Somebody had this giant, brilliant idea that this is what we were going to do. It obviously, told me this is a planned scamdemic. Where we are going to revolutionize our country, join the global agenda, and give up our sovereignty. And this is going to be our new normal. And that's what they've worked towards ever since. I mean, we've seen it with the rollout of the vaccine. And now well, our
that's how you lost your job with the city, right?
Because I started going nuts because I joined Open Texas rallies. I was down. I quit masking. I didn't care about their lockdowns. I was actually refusing. I got into noncompliance and then found the rest of the crazies right along with me. So. Yeah, it's been fun ever since.
What's incredible is they admit it all, and we're supposed to just not face it, just go along with it.
Well, what they're hoping to do is to make you sit down and become full of despair. They want us, who are aware of what they're doing, to feel like there's nothing we can do about it, so we might as well just roll over and give up.
And by the way, you were saying in the break, they want to scare you. You didn't do an insurrection. You're an American patriot, a veteran, a father, a lawyer. You said, I'm ready to take my lumps. They don't like the fact we're not scared.
No, and that's what you have to do, the opposite of what they want you to do. They want you to be suppressed and silenced and shut up and be afraid, so you got to speak up. I have an obligation and duty to lead by example and stand up and speak out, even if they might slam me into a jail cell. That's what they want me to do, is shut up. Same goes for you. It's important for all Americans, though, to realize that the one thing they fear most is all of us coming together and standing up united and refusing to comply. They fear the mass noncompliance. They also fear the U.S. military. That's why I sent you that video about what they're being shown in the military now. So then probably
we'll pull that up next. Do they have it?
Yeah, they do.
We'll play that next segment.
Southern Poverty Law Center is trying to indoctrinate the military to, you know, to hate America, think America is inherently racist. That all
don't you think that'll backfire?
Oh, it's already backfiring. The troops who we talk to about this see it's all a bunch of bunk. They don't believe it. They know it's nonsense. So it's too late. That's the problem, is their propaganda is not working. It didn't work in the majority of Americans. It's not working in the majority of the troops. That's why they had to steal the election, because they were losing the hearts and minds of the majority of the people. And they've already lost the hearts and minds of the military. All this is doing is making more of the military upset, because they can see right through it. And so they have a serious problem. So what they do have, though, is hunger. That's why Hunger Games is so important. They're going to try to use a crash of the dollar and forced hunger and starvation on the American people, just as they did to the kulaks in
Russia.
That's
right. We're being prepared for collapse.
That's right.
They're going to use the same Bolshevik model. Explain that.
Right. So in Russia, to break the backs of the independent farmers, they confiscated their farms, they confiscated all the grain, they starved them out. Even though they could grow their own food, they confiscated all of it. So you'll see that happen in the United States. They're going to attempt to crush the backs of rural America.
The difference is the kulaks were not armed. We're not looking for a fight, but the key is, at that point, we have a right to defense.
Exactly right. Well said. So that's why Agenda 21 is being used, or being implemented through COVID-19. Is they're using COVID as their excuse to scare the people in the city to support it, that you must go out there and break the backs and suppress these horrible, you know, non-maskers out in the country, these horrible racists, these horrible, you know, fascists, what they call us all out here.
And let's just say it. Lenin and Stalin were evil, but they were powerful men. The good news is the enemy has very weak people. They're trying to general this.
It's a paper tiger. So the only way they win is if you believe they're strong when they're really not, and if you sit down and do nothing, and in particular, if you don't prepare. You must get ready to weather out their attack, their attempt to treat you like the kulaks and starve you out. Make sure that you have food and fuel and ammunition, that you are organized and united with your neighbors, that you're strong. And they cannot crush you if you're strong and united. It won't work.
Stuart, you seem empowered by them trying to put you in prison.
Well, I wouldn't quite say that, but
well, you do seem.
Well, you got to come to a realization that that it's not about me, it's not about any of us, that it's really, like I was just giving the speech the other day to a local group, I said, you got to always keep in mind who came before you and who comes after you. Before us were all the men that fought and died. Go to your veterans cemetery and go look at those graves and think about what they sacrificed. And then think about your children and grandchildren coming after you. So you're nothing compared to that.
I agree, and here's my issue. If the globalists were like the Romans invading a place, building aqueducts and farms and things, they weren't perfect. They conquered you, but they gave you something better. I'd be like, okay, I'm not going to die for this. This is a pedophile, satanic world government that wants to kill everybody. Like, all you could do is fight it, Stuart. There's like, it's like you. This is bad. This is not some superior group coming and taking us over. I would just work with it. I'd adopt what they were doing. If something superior came along, it's not superior.
No, it's a throwback to the worst in humanity and worst in human history.
What would you define this thing as then?
Totalitarian nightmare. That's what they are. But they're weak. They, you know, like I said when I first started Oath Keepers, I don't think David Rockefeller knows how to fly an F-16 or drive an Abrams tank. They can't do it without you, without the troops, without the guys following their orders. That's the whole point of Oath
Keepers. They don't even know, like George Bush Sr. didn't know how to run a scanner at a grocery store.
No,
they don't know how to change baby diapers, plant food, roof a house, run electrical. Why do we let them run us then?
False sense of authority. But that's being eroded. Their own credibility is being destroyed. That's the problem, is that everything they do to try to suppress us destroys the credibility, and especially in the eyes of the troops. And they're starting to lose that. That's why they want to replace them with robots. Ultimately, if we let
them... Yeah, they're in a race to robots.
So what they want is they want to suppress us, but they don't want to go so hard that we jump out of the pot. They want to keep us, you know, placated enough that we stay in the pot while they continue to turn the heat up and keep us suppressed, keep the lid on it. But we've got to do is hop out of the pot.
But if they were so powerful, why would all the globalists be moving to New Zealand and Kauai, Hawaii, and Tasmania, Australia? They're all scared, actually, Stuart, which shows me they're weak. They were such powerful leaders. They'd be at the front lines.
Right. So that's why we have to recognize their weakness. And, you know, it's important to point out all the bad things they're doing, but we also got to say this is because they're weak, because they're desperate. That's why they're speeding the timeline up. That's why the mask is coming off. They have no other choice.
All right, let's talk about Oath Keepers and where this goes and where America goes, because who knows how long we'll be on air. We have our own radio and TV uplinks. We're reaching millions of people right now, but I don't take this for granted. This could be our last show today, folks. Any minute could be our last time, but that's okay. We've planted trillions of seeds. You've done that. We've done that together. How do people contact you? Because they all think of the internet, social media as a way to contact. How do people find you guys?
Just oathkeepers.org, and I would encourage you to go to oathkeepers.org/donate and support us. Right now, we've been deplatformed. We can't even take credit cards online. We're working to fix that.
I understand.
But meanwhile, my goal is to speak out now, because I don't know, they might silence me. So I want to make sure that I say what I need to say. I just did a video last night. I'm going to put out a two-hour class on local organization, how to get strong locally. That's going to be my focus, is teaching Americans what I know we've learned over the years.
That's right. So things are going to go dark. We have to get ready now.
That's right. You
got
to have...
No, folks, you already got the knowledge.
Oh, sure. You got plenty of folks that have the knowledge, but you got to get your communities ready. The founders did that. They got ready for what they knew was coming. They formed their Minuteman companies. They formed their militias. They got strong locally. That's what we need
but
to do.
But can you not feel God's strength building? Like, it's powerful.
Sure, if you let go of fear. That's why you have to focus on love. Your love of your family, your love of your country. You know, you got to focus on the love of the brother next to you. That's what cancels out fear. And they want you to be afraid. That's why. Really, you got to turn the TV off. You got to do what you have to do to know what's going on. But other than that, shut it off, because all it does is feed the fear and grows fear.
Well, I just feel the energy of an explosion. I want to tell all the globalists and all their minions, though, you have reaped the whirlwind. All hell is about to break loose as we are here in the year 2021. Hour number four, straight ahead. Two more segments with our guest. The next guest host takes over.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.